If the ban is approved by the superintendent of parks later this month, it would go into effect by the end of June. Seattle would join a growing list of other cities that don't allow smoking in parks, including Portland, San Francisco, and New York. But the American Civil Liberties Union of Washington State wrote a letter to the city saying the proposal is unnecessary because the current law of no smoking within 25 feet of another person is good enough. Doug Honig, a spokesman for the ACLU, argues a smoking ban would punish the homeless.
What we think would happen in practice is that this would get enforced disproportionately against people who are vulnerable populations, and potentially they can be banned from parks, which are an important place for them to spend time, or even arrested.
The proposal does not include vape pens or e-cigarettes. Along with cutting down on secondhand smoke, the City Parks and Recreations Department says outlawing tobacco would also reduce maintenance costs. According to the Washington State Department of Ecology, every year in Washington, 480 million cigarette butts are tossed on the ground. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.